Heart of Mind Radio, and this is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. I'm Catherine Davis, the host of this program, and we love to share with you new ideas, great opportunities, and perhaps the incentive and inspiration to make changes in your life and discover new things about the world. And on today's program, we're going to have an opportunity to explore many of these ideas. In segment one, we're going to be featuring the New York City Amazing Holistic Health Expo and Spiritual Unity Conference with our guests Benjamin Bridges and Kifunya. In our second segment, I want you to stay tuned because we're going to be exploring UFO phenomena with Jeff and Mike, and they are among the few New York Skywatchers who publicly present their UFO video. They'll be presenting an event on Sunday, so stay tuned for that. I want to start by welcoming to Heart of Mind Radio Benjamin Bridges and Kifunya. Hello to both of you.
Hello. Thank you for having us on your show as your guest.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to have the both of you here today. And I would love for you to start, Benjamin, to tell people about this New York City Amazing Holistic Health Expo. We have spoken about it in the past, and it's going to be happening, however, this very coming Saturday. So let people know about both the expo as well as the Spiritual Unity Conference.
Right. Well, first of all, again, I do thank you for having us as your guest. And secondly, what I would like to say to the audience is that New York City's Amazing Holistic Health Expo, The main focus here is, I would actually say, is a mission. That's, I really feel that, you know, the general public is not really aware of the opportunities that are out there for them in regards to having an alternative to dealing with opportunities to heal themselves and improve their health, you know, outside of pharmaceutical medicine. People are really locked in to that type of patient. And therefore, in regards to seeing themselves being able to utilize these other opportunities like herbology, essential oils, opportunities like acupuncture and other things, a lot of people don't get into that like they should be, you know, and that's what we're here for, to show them that there is an alternative, a means that you can use to heal yourself without having to worry about the deadly side effects that many times are accompanied by pharmaceutical medicine. So that's one aspect. But the other thing also is that, you know, our event, we're going to be having a large array of different speakers that are going to be there, acupuncturists, chiropractors, masseuse, nutritionists, herbalists, you know. So we're going to have the whole nine yards in regards to holistic health people. And in having that, what is going to happen is it's going to open up a door for a lot of people to understand that alternative, which needs to be given to them. And then we're not saying that, hey, you have to leave your doctor and your pharmaceutical situation, because if you want to stick with that, you can. But at least what we're trying to do is offer them an option that would be more practical and more healthy and more helpful.
Yes, and I think that many people think about these things, but they have some concerns about taking in going in a different direction than is recommended by more conventional physicians. But the first step in making that choice is to be informed, is to learn what's possible. And what I love about your event, it's coming up this Saturday, and it's just so affordable. People will be able to go and spend the day, and you are creating an opportunity for them to immerse themselves in this at an affordable price. And I think the admission is $15, is it?
Yeah, actually it is. It's $15 for adults. Senior citizens is $10, and $3 for children. And the first 10 people that arrive can actually get in for half price. That's a special that we have for our customers coming through.
Well, see, this is what's really so amazing about it. You know, you call it the New York City Amazing Holistic Health Expo, but it really is an opportunity to hear people speak, to talk to individual practitioners, maybe to get some level of consultation on what options people have. They can try things out. There will be different kinds of products that people can get that, you know, are basically safe products that anybody can use. And, you know, they can begin that journey into taking care of themselves in another way. And for me, it isn't always about making the choice of either or, because if you're working with yourself and taking the prescribed medications that your doctor recommended, we never would suggest that people just jump off of any kind of medication, but you can do things that are going to gently detoxify the body. You can do things that are going to gently support and uplift the immune system, and you can do things that are just nurturing and nourishing for the health of your body, the mind, and the spirit. So to me, this is a really important community event for folks who wouldn't naturally think that they could have access to it, or maybe not, don't know where to make that interface of access. And it's going to be at the National Black Theater, and that's 2031 Fifth Avenue, between 125th and 126th Streets. And it's tomorrow starting at noon. And it goes on with events towards the end of the day. So I just wanted to get that out there, Benjamin. But what are some of the lectures or practitioners that will be with you on Saturday?
Yeah, well, one of the beautiful things about that, some of them will be offering their services, like acupuncture and massage therapy and things like that. You're going to have people there that are going to offer those therapies as well to people, you know, those services, so that, you know, if somebody wanted to see that they feel kind of stressed or, you know, a lot of tension, you know, they could actually go to that masseuse and see for themselves that this could be, you know, a very wonderful opportunity for them to finally get rid of that stress. Because some of these masseuses, they have, you know, that touch where once they start to massage you, they get that stress, that tension, that frustration that many times is built up in people, and it can be released. So that's a beautiful opportunity. Also with the acupuncture, and we have a chiropractor there as well, it's going to be an opportunity for people not only to have some services, but also to even hear, you know, what is the philosophy, what is the way that these people see opportunities to heal people. And the beautiful thing about it, we're not talking about theories. We're talking about proven ways of healing a person of different ailments, different problems that they may have, you know. And these different paths that I'm talking about of healing is something that, you know, can really bring about that healing. And with, again, without the negative energy of worrying about whether, you know, this medicine here is going to be dealt with a side effect. Like 2 weeks ago, I got into a conversation with one of my relatives, and unfortunately, she told me that she had an ulcer. And basically what happened was, with her getting that ulcer, she had a doctor recommend some medicine for her. And shortly thereafter, she got rid of the ulcer, which was good. But now she had three other problems, and diabetes was one of them. I was like, wow. So I'm talking to her now about different nutritional things she could do to help her to get rid of that. But the bottom line is, a lot of times these doctors will give you pharmaceutical medicine to take and won't even tell you about the side effects. You're going to have to find that out at the after effect of actually getting those side effects to, you know, actually manifest in your system. And yeah. I just feel that that's wrong. It shouldn't be like that. And I think that we as a people and just the family of humanity deserves to be able to have that option where if you want to deal with the pharmaceuticals and their side effects, great. But if you don't, you want to go a more natural route where you don't have to deal with those side effects, the option is here and we're offering it to you.
That's really wonderful. And before we get talk a little bit more about the Spiritual Unity Conference, I want to introduce Kafunya, and I know that you have so many different points from which you can speak to people, energy healing, as well as crystals, as well as oils and herbs. So you have a lot of information to share, Kafunya. What will you be offering at the Amazing Holistic Expo on Saturday?
Okay, Kathy, thank you for having me be a part of your wonderful program, and to the producer of this wonderful event, thank you for allowing me to be part of the event, as well as being here with you, and you're producing such a wonderful thing that people can have the opportunity to get choices that provide side benefits versus side effects. So, what I'm going to be offering people is the chance for them to know about the various aspects of certified therapeutic essential oils and supplements that can help bring the body into homeostasis, because basically we as energy workers set up the environment so the body can heal itself. I mean, we are facilitators for that. So if you are growing food, you want to make sure that the end result of you growing that particular fruit or vegetable is done in good soil. It's the same within the body or the vehicle by which we can animate ourselves to, you know.
Yes.
We have that opportunity to do that with the various practitioners and facilitators, again, of the various modalities that are going to be provided at the expo. And so I'm basically going to be dealing with essential oils, which you had the opportunity to, Kathy, get a taste of one day when we were traveling uptown, and I whipped out a bottle of wild orange essential oil, and you said, "Woo, what is that?" And basically the whole subway car wanted to know what was that fabulous aroma,
yes,
that came forth from our side of where we were sitting.
And the really beautiful thing is that people don't realize how much it's more than aroma, that it's actually an energetic upliftment that's coming through these essential oils. So it really does change us at a very deep level.
Yes, and some of the things that I'll be speaking to the people about as they, you know, come to our station, along with myself and Marie from Life Essentials, we're going to be talking about how to eliminate stress, toxic insult, inflammation, and anatomic imbalance that we face each moment, especially, you know, if we're living in the city where there's a lot of, you know, concrete and not too much of nature, but, you know, we have the opportunity to say, okay, here's a technique or here's something that you can utilize that comes directly from the plants that give you side benefits and not side effects. As the brother alluded to a few moments ago about pharmaceuticals, you know, they have their place on a short-term situation, but on a long-term, I don't think it's, in my opinion, that it's not such a good look for the body, you know, because the body has to go through enough digestion and different aspects of when they're taking these pharmaceuticals, you're getting a lot of side effects because basically they're using one compound that comes from the flower or the plant and going into the laboratory and emulating that particular plant or herb and forgetting that that plant or herb or bark comes with brothers, sisters, aunties, uncles, et cetera, that make up the holistic effect of that particular plant. That's why herbs work. That's why essential oils work. And basically, you know, the pharmaceuticals are emulating nature, you know, trying to recreate nature, and sometimes it doesn't pan out, you know, the way we anticipate it. You
this
know,
is so,
when,
so true. And yeah, go ahead.
I was just saying
that this is such, you're speaking the truth in terms of the opportunity to be able to bring some of the healing properties of nature into our lives, but to do it holistically instead of chemically. And so that's a very powerful thing for people to be able to do. I also wanted to mention that at the expo, there's actually going to be a family doctor, Opiyami Parham, who is now practicing holistic medicine. A keynote speaker is a licensed massage therapist, Maria Lada, is going to be there, as well as there's going to be medical Qigong. And also Len Berg will be there, who's an amazing speaker in terms of soul therapy to help people to make that connection to what's happening inside them in terms of their direction, spirit, soul, and how that connects to overall health and well-being, plus chiropractic, acupuncture. It's going to be an amazing day, and it's almost ridiculous that people can access it at such a reasonable amount. And I keep saying that because most expos are not providing in that way for the community, for people who really want to try these things but haven't had access. So I think it's a rare and wonderful opportunity for people to come and share with us. We're coming. Well, we have about another 4 or 5 minutes. I really wanted to also invite Benjamin to speak to us about the Spiritual Unity Conference.
Right. Excuse me. I just wanted to say that, as you know, thank you again for allowing me to speak briefly on the air. As a matter of fact, I am now getting ready to provide aroma touch to a client. So if people want to know exactly what we're going to be doing and what aroma touch technique is all about, you know, stop by our table at Right Essentials, and I'll be able to give you more information about these ancient techniques. So thank you very, very much for having me.
You're very welcome. And before we end this segment, I'll invite you to also give your contact information if people want to connect with you directly. So, Benjamin, tell us a little bit about the spiritual aspect of this event.
Yes. Basically, what we're going to be doing with the Spiritual Unity Conference, we're going to have a spiritual unity panel. And with that panel, we're going to be having, you know, several questions that will be discussed in regards to meditation, fasting, prayer, the power of that, and how it can be utilized in regards to dealing with bringing about serious change and transformation, not only just for individuals, but the Holistic Health Expo is really for more so addressing the individual and healing and transforming and bringing that happier and healthier lifestyle. But we're talking about now the transformation of a community, and that can come about. And many times we have seen these type of things happen when you may have had, and I've seen it myself, and you may have had a situation where, you know, through gang violence, and maybe 3 or 4 people that got killed, and then all of a sudden, you know, you have some churches, some mosques come together, and they smooth out the situation and get rid of it, but it's done after 2 or 3 months, and that's it. But we're talking about creating a situation where it can be on a more consistent basis, because the overall problem in the community is that there's too many homicides. The overall problem is that we have family violence, we have drugs being sold in the community, we have a lot of different things that are happening that would actually subside and fade away if we could keep that energy on high, focused in the community on a more consistent basis. So that's one of the things that we're focused on, because we know that that positive change can come about. I think I shared with you earlier about my mother. You know, she was in a situation where she was on her deathbed, and I went to the reverend of the church that I was at the time, and I spoke with him about, can we get the congregation involved? He said, yeah, by all means. I'll tell everybody in the congregation, you know, to pray for your mother. And basically, I went to my family, and the doctor was saying by the weekend, just get ready for funeral arrangements. Sorry, this is, your organs are shutting down and everything. She'll be dead by the weekend. The weekend came, the doctor was scratching a hole in his head saying, how did this happen? You know, she had a recovery. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, she's supposed to be dead. It didn't happen because the power of prayer and the awesomeness of God's grace and mercy is so powerful that things like that can happen. But we're not connecting the dots by saying, okay, if this can happen with a congregation where it can resurrect a person that's about to die, what could happen if we focus on resurrecting a community by having churches, masjids, Hebrew Israelite temples, you know, people coming together in prayer? We could do a fast together. We could do a lot of beautiful things together that can bring about that total transformation and change that we all want to see.
That is so true. And there have actually been studies to show that when a group of people do meditation with the intent of bringing that energy within a certain community, that it's been shown that statistically violence is reduced, and, you know, there's a real demonstrable impact we can make when we bring together our higher intention along with the energy of meditation and prayer. It really does make a difference, and I think this is part of what we need to do to transform the world that we're living in. And we can start. We need to start community by community and really bring people together in order to do that. So I also think this is a really important part of the day of your event, the New York City Amazing Holistic Health Expo, because it really is mind, body, and spirit.
Exactly. Full healing comes into not just the physical body, but the spirit and the mind and the body, the whole person. And I think that's something that can be translated into, you know, what the community needs as well. Because let's face it, you know, around this country, if you look at different cities, homicide rates, some of them are going through the roof. I remember in Chicago, I couldn't even believe it. They had like about 500 children from junior high school and high school that got murdered in 1 year. And they said that was more people that had gotten killed in the Vietnamese War in 1 year, more people that had got killed in, you know, that Middle East country that we were dealing with for the last couple of years. So it's really interesting that we have a Vietnamese War right here in our own country dealing with, you know, a lot of different problems. And we can solve those problems. These are things that are not so huge that we cannot take care of them. We can take care of them. And the beautiful thing about it, even Jesus said, he said, listen, the things I do, you can do and more. And he wasn't saying that as a joke. He was very serious about the fact that within us, we have the God-given gift and ability to actually tap into some of those spiritual blessings that are with us, that collectively even more so. I mean, you may find a few individuals that are on that level that can do a lot of those things, but more so as a collective unit working together in spiritual unity, coming together, we can create that kind of force where it's positive love, positive peace, and light, healing light, you know, of the Creator can come in and transform and make some positive changes that we need to see.
That's so true. And just to remind everyone, we're speaking of the New York City Amazing Holistic Health Expo and Spiritual Unity Conference. And it is going to take place this coming Saturday, which is tomorrow, May 28th, I believe is the date, from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. will be the Health Expo part of it. And then the Spiritual Unity Conference goes from 7 to 11 p.m. It's at the National Black Theater, 2031 Fifth Avenue, between 125th and 126th Streets. And Benjamin had said the first 10 participants will get in for half price. I want to mention also, actually, that the original veggie contest that was planned for Friday has been canceled. I guess it will be rescheduled another time. But you also have another special offer that you have for people who are coming to the expo. Do you want to mention that?
Yeah, I would like to share that with people. Basically, what happened was we were talking with a gentleman that heard about what we were doing, and he was saying, wow, you know, this is, like, really great what you guys are doing, giving back to the community and giving the community an option where they can actually get into a more natural and holistic opportunity to heal themselves and improve their health. He said, you know what? He said, the company that I'm with, I'm going to offer you guys an opportunity for the first 300 guests that come to your event. They will be able to get a free hotel accommodation for 3 days and two nights. And we have 35 different locations throughout the country. And they can't go to all 35, but they can pick one, right? One of the 35, and they can stay at that location free. They don't have to pay for food. They don't have to pay for overhead or anything. At staying at that hotel, it is completely free. So I'm just very thankful because that was a great blessing that came forth from this brother. And I truly appreciate, you know, the creative for allowing this brother to bring this to us and allowing us to bring this to the community, because every little bit helps. And for you to get away for a few days and chill out, I think that's a good thing. You know, that's a good thing.
All right. We have to say goodbye for now, but do you want to give a phone number for people to contact about this event?
Well, myself and my sister right after, if you could, you know, mention your number, that would be great. My number is for anybody that has any questions about what we're doing, 914-979-6372. That's 914-979-6372. And my sister?
I don't think she's still on the line, but everyone can go to the website at prn.fm, the Heart of Mind radio page, and we have information there, including links to the websites and Facebook page. So hopefully everyone will get engaged. Thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye for now.
Bye.
And we're going to transition into our next segment, which I'm very excited about. And we're going to be talking about the New York Skies Are Alive, UFO Confirmation. And my guests are Mike and Jeff. And they are amazing photographers. And we're going to learn a lot more about what's happening in our skies here in New York City. And you will be invited to participate in an event that is coming up this weekend. And you can actually view the video, the actual video of what's going on in our skies. So I want to say hello and welcome to both of you, Jeff and Mike. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Catherine.
Hi. So nice to have you. And now, Jeff, also, you are host of a radio program in other news, which is available, I believe, on WBAI Radio in New York as well as other locations. So we'll be sure to let people know how they can connect with you on a regular basis. But why don't we start by talking about UFO phenomena in our skies? So how long have you been filming, Jeff, and how did this all get started for you?
Probably filming about maybe since 2004 in New York City and off and on before that. And it started because I was interested in the aerosol operations, the filming of filming the planes that were leaving persistent jet contrails. And so when you're pointing a camera up into the sky a lot, you're going to get other anomalies. And from there, I just began to follow up on it and see more anomalies, some interacting with these aerosol operations, and I guess it's weather control as well, and some not, some just on their own. So there's a variety of this particular phenomena that, you know, not only are Mike and I capturing it, but there are other people as well in this area capturing similar things. But Mike and I are among very few people who will publicly present the material, and because there's so much backlash socially when you're presenting this, this visual information. I don't understand exactly why that is. I'm trying to understand the psychology of it. But, yeah, that's so it started, a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm. And, Mike, why don't you give us a little background on how you got started filming?
Sure. Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
I started in 2010. It started with me, I'm a photographer, picked up some new equipment, a new camera, went up to my roof, started filming, and then just kind of getting like some cityscape and stuff like that. And I kind of noticed out of, the corner of my eye, I see something moving, and it looks like a star, but the way it's moving and the speed, how fast it's, climbing there, I said, oh, that doesn't look normal, So I started filming it, and sure enough, I got about 20 minutes of it. There was a characteristic in it, a behavior, something happened, and I said, well, that's definitely not a star. So, that's how it all happened, started for me. And then I just started doing a lot of night sky watching and stuff, and sure enough, like Jeff says, you will start to see all sorts of different anomalies and things, and you'd be surprised what you'll catch, it's amazing, and it's been amazing. Not just, I think most people, what they're taught about, the UFO phenomenon, they're taught, you're going to see some shiny, beautiful disc. It's going to just be there or come down, and, it's going to be all metallic, and that's actually not what it's like. It's not to say that they're not disc UFOs or other crafts out there that aren't man-made, and that's based on their behavior characteristics, what they can do beyond what our conventional aircrafts can do. And you will just start to see some amazing stuff. So then from there, I started filming during the day, and, it was just one capture after another, and you just start to see the activity and how intense the activity is. But, you won't see it, from the ground, looking in your iPhone or iPad. You've got to be watching for this stuff. And it takes time, and there's also skill you develop, and an intuition too, one of the things that started happening when I started filming was, I'm an editor, film editor, and I would be sitting, at my, my computer working on something, and out of nowhere, you just kind of get this feeling like I have to go to the window. And, you grab your camera, and you just get this overwhelming feeling like I have to start, filming. And sure enough, you'll have a capture. There'll be something there. And one of the really cool things about this in the time that I've been doing it, and even, in the time, I know Jeff, and it's something that we always talk about, is that it always evolves. There's always something new out there you're going to find. It's not always the same thing. There's a lot of activity, and sometimes you'll see a lot of the same activity, but, through the time, in a year or more, you'll start to see some different things and some different types of activity and some different species of UFO. So it's pretty interesting, and we have a lot of it here in New York. It's New York.
Yeah,
we've got everything.
It does sound really amazing. So, Jeff, tell us a little bit about the event that you're planning, you and Mike together, to show this film.
Well, In the past 4 years or so, we've been presenting for the New York Disclosure Group consistently, a couple times a year sometimes, and it's been really fun. And we're doing our own presentation. We've done our own presentations before at Theater 80 in 2012. Some of your listeners might remember that. It was a really successful event. Lots of people came to that event, and we had Allison Cruz at that event. This one is titled The New York Skies Are Alive, UFO Confirmation, and it's at the Alchemical Theater Laboratory at 104 West 14th Street, and that's between 6th and 7th Avenue. And it's in Studio A, so we're in a decent room that'll seat about 65 to 70 people with no windows. And that's key because we can dim the lights and get a nice HD projection on a screen. And some of this material is quite vivid in the color and movement. And so that's May 29th at 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., so there will be a little bit of time afterward to do Q&A with the people, and that's always very interesting because some people who attend these events have experiences as well, so there's definitely good discussion afterward and lots to learn. But Mike is being modest. He's got some very interesting material to present. He caught something that looked like a giant serpent entity that is pretty big, and it charges at a Delta commercial airliner. And I've never seen anything like this before. We have caught these large serpent entities in the sky, but the interaction with the commercial airliner is amazing.
Yeah. It's there you go. It's like a must see. I think people who come and see it, they're going to leave, and really it is going to be, it's unique. It's unlike anything I've ever captured, and I've captured a lot of different types of UFOs, and this is completely out of the realm of UFO. I mean, this is moving. It wiggles like a snake, and it moves faster than a missile. It happens so fast that when I play this in real time, I've shown a couple of people just to get the reaction and their gauge of how they're perceiving this, what they're seeing, and they don't really see it the first time. It's like, whoa, what was that? Because it comes up underneath it and it comes around it and just kind of like catapults itself away. It like leaps away from the plane, but it all happens really fast. We're talking within, maybe 10 frames.
But there was no damage or injury to the plane, was there?
No, not at all. The plane kept moving. But the length of it, there are two Delta planes, that could mm-hmm. be this model plane, and they range between 120 feet and 170 feet. So this entity, this creature, whatever it is, was as long as the plane.
Wow.
And probably about 15 feet in width. So you're always looking for, in this field, when you start capturing all these different anomalies and UFOs and stuff like that, you have a nice capture. First, it's very hard to capture a UFO like the way they show it in pictures and some videos that you see on, Third Phase of the Moon on YouTube. They always show these things, and it's a CGI. And anyone who does this for real knows that when you try to capture a UFO, it's very difficult to actually get a clear image of it. And for the most part, those that are moving around, they move at speeds that are so fast, it's ridiculous. You might get two frames, three frames, as it passes through your frame. They move incredibly fast. But this is completely out of that realm. It's amazing. And I've captured a couple of other things, kind of close to it, and it's very possible that they're the same thing, maybe the same species. One I was showing Jeff the other day, a couple of days ago, which appeared to be the same thing, but it's being chased by an actual UFO.
Right.
And I was telling Jeff over the phone about it, and he laughed at that. But we were sitting here watching it, and then it's like, whoa, that thing is actually chasing it.
This is so amazing.
I have to say, Kathy, if I can just jump in for a second here.
Sure.
The difference between Mike and I's footage is he's catching things that are moving super fast. And I often catch these morphing, iridescent, strange archetype shapes that are sort of floating by, and they'll be in a consistent rotation with flashing, and sometimes they appear to be a balloon, but if you look close enough and you're honest with yourself, clearly it's not, which is amazing in terms of looking at the mimicry of it. But Mike's material, a lot of his material are objects flying, at a blink of an eye at high speed, and where he could slow it down and you could see its motion. So these things are zipping around us in real time as we're going about our lives here in the city and probably other cities as well.
Well, I find this really interesting because a lot of people do talk about disclosure and wanting to have access to what's really happening. And I think it depends on the individual seers and videographers to be able to get real disclosure that's not, as Mike was saying, the CAI, or the thing that's created.
CIA, Catherine.
CIA, yeah.
Yeah.
So we want to see the real
CGI.
CGI.
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
But that's the problem with this
deal.
That's
pretty amazing.
There's a lot of CGI out there. So what winds up happening is you have a lot. It actually develops, creates more skeptics. Because they're so unsure, because it looks so good, it looks like something from out of a movie. So it makes it harder for researchers and guys like us who go out there, we do the legwork, we document stuff like that, and when we do capture something that's legit, it doesn't look pretty and clean and, like this video you just saw, so naturally you're going to say, that's nothing. But, the other end of it is what we don't realize is how close they get to us. We also think, they're up in the sky flying around, I've captured them flying, as small as a hockey puck, flying around people's windows and just moving around, this area.
Wow.
And I'll be presenting that as well. And more than one capture of that, so they're probably, several captures that I'll be showing. So we really don't really realize just how close they get, and we're not taught to be aware of it, in our minds, from the cradle through school, no one's ever teaching anything about UFOs or anything like that. What the possibility of, life elsewhere, extraterrestrial life existing here. But from what we're capturing, there's like a world within this world, and they have like their own agenda there. They go about what they're doing.
I kind of believe that these, whether you call them UFOs or star beings or entities, because some of them are actually living entities and are not really craft, I think they've been around all along throughout our whole history. But there's been a real effort to kind of keep people dumb to that fact so that we're not aware of what may be possible. I think it's positive, but it's just something that we need to know about our world. So I'm really, really happy that both of you are sharing this information. And I just want to remind people that it's this coming weekend, Sunday, May 29th, from 3 p.m. till 6 p.m. And it's at the Alchemical Theater Laboratory, Studio A, 104 West 14th Street, between 6th and 7th Avenues in New York City. And Jeff, how much is this event?
$10 to come in, and so we have to pay for the room, and just to get everybody in one dark black box, you know, so we can project a nice clean image on a screen, so everyone can enjoy this without any external light bleeding in. So it's a perfect room for that. And the other aspect here that we'll be looking at in my presentation, and by the way, the YouTube side, if listeners want to look at Mike's past footage, you can go to his YouTube site, UFO Beyond, all one word, and then my YouTube site is Budget Moon, like the two words budget and moon together, and you'll see some of the material that we'll be presenting. Not all of it is on our channels, but you'll get an idea of what we're going to present. And so the other aspect is the interference, and I would say that the YouTube channels, such as Third Phase of Moon, are in the category of interference, and that includes stalkers, which has happened to me, and I recently caught two of them following me on camera, and helicopters. Helicopters that interrupt the moment when you begin to film. And so one came very close to me last year. It was NYPD, to tell you the truth. Yeah. It was NYPD. You saw that, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
And very unusual. I've never seen them do that. I mean, they've been hovering and just kind of staying there and giving you the impression that we're looking at you. It's you we're looking at. And it's not always NYPD. There are other, you know, you got the classic black helicopters and things like that. But I will be presenting interference, because interference occurs at a high rate, and it comes in all forms, including the helicopters, including the stalker, including YouTube manipulation. Now, Mike's YouTube channel, Mike had, nearly 100 videos on his channel. Somebody copied all of his videos and put it on their channel.
Wow.
And you can look at the dates. It was one right after. It's somebody had some machine or software, a very technical software that would just take his videos and put them on their site. That's the kind of interference that is constantly happening. I would even include hard drives breaking down and viruses infecting computers.
Wow. So there's a bit of a challenge to what the both of you are doing, because the so-called powers that be don't really want this exposure, the real exposure to people, so that we can know what's happening in our world and we won't be walking around thinking that we're on here on the planet alone, when this is a vast universe. There's a lot going on.
I agree, but they're giving us their interpretation of it through their media channels and films, and it's not like that. So they're embedding the silver discs, the giant spaceships, the malevolent beings that just want to occupy the planet, or primarily that. That's the storyline, but it's much more complicated.
So we're being hacked on many levels, from the level of your technology and your presentation, but also from the level of trying to guide people into one direction to think that it's all malevolent and evil, and not really allowing for a real exchange or understanding or growth and development, and where this could all lead us. You were about to say something, Mike? We're just almost out of time.
Oh, no. I was just agreeing, with the interference. People go to my YouTube channel and they look at the promo reel for the event. There's examples of that, of how close NYPD gets to you. I mean, they literally, I was filming on one of the last days of the UN Assembly, and there was just so much activity, and it was just plain out there. And you had a lot of you know, black helicopters, and they were just kind of like surrounding this one thing that looks like a space shuttle launch. And it was very weird. It was just, you know, its trajectory was moving straight up, but very slow. So I'm saying to myself, that's not a plane, because at that trajectory, it would probably go into a stall, you know, and flip over backwards, which is typical for a plane when it goes into a stall, or it'll come down tail and then start to spin or flip. They were all over the place, and we had the Coast Guard sitting there over by the UN, guarding the UN, and I just kind of, like, at one point turned the camera over to the Coast Guard, and I'm not filming, but I'm just kind of like, you know, the helicopters all around me, you know, I'm just, you know, I said, let me look and see what's going on over here. And as I look into their little cubbyhole or whatever, their, you know, station there, they're looking at me.
Well, unfortunately, we're close to being out of time, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to maybe remind people of coming, what, you know, where they would come and when. But yep. Also, I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website on the Heart of Mind Radio archive page at prn.fm after the show. The information will be there for those of you who haven't jotted it down, as well as a link to the promo that Mike was speaking of. So you can go there and link right to that information. But, Jeff, is there a phone number or something that people can make contact?
With the Alchemical Theater, yes, they have a number. If you need to call, it's 212-675-1390. And the event is called The New York Skies Are Alive, because it is a zoo up there. UFO confirmation, because we've confirmed UFOs visually multiple times, again and again, Mike and I. It's May 29th. It's Sunday. It's coming up. It's 3 to 6 p.m. Bring a like-minded friend or family member. You're going to have a good time. There's always interesting, fun people that attend these events. And, yeah, so that's on 104 West 14th Street, 104 West 14th Street between 6th and 7th Avenue, and that's on Sunday, May 29th at 3 p.m., but plan to get there around 3:15 because there will be people coming right out, so we need to go in and set up, which won't take very long, just have a screen projector and a computer, and so it'll be nice, clear, dark room with clear HD images, no CGI. This is the real stuff. We've taken the time to film this material over years, and we've selected some of the best footage to present.
Well, I want to thank both of you for joining me today. We're out of time, and so just be there Sunday, May 29th, 3:15 to 6 p.m., the Alchemical Theater Laboratory, Studio A, 104 West 14th Street, between 6th and 7th Avenue. For those of you who want to connect with me, Catherine, you can do so by email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com, or you can call 347-480-1694. If you missed any of the information on today's program, either go to the website, prn.fm, or you can connect with me directly. Thank you so much, and I want everyone to stay tuned for more great programming over the Progressive Radio Network. This has been Heart of Mind Radio. I'm Catherine Davis.